Yeah. Yo, what up, homies? You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, on unsolicited Cassia territory, unceded Cassia territory of the Get 'Em Down clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. What up, homies? I've missed you. How starchy have you been going? I'm Cadence, as you know, and I'm here with my co-star, EQ. What up, EQ?
Hi.
How's your day going?
Okay.
That's cool. We're here on Father's Day. Wish your dad's happy Father's Day. We're going to sing some Midsummer songs today because it's Midsummer coming up, and I'm at Midsummer from the 30th of Friday till the 2nd of July on Saturday, Sunday, same day. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the first song?
The first song we got today, homies, is a fan favorite, and it's called For the First Time in Forever by Kristen Bell and Adela Menzies. Woo!
The window is open, so's that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. Who knew we owned 8,000 salad plates?
Sure. For years I've roamed these empty halls. Why have a ballroom with no balls? Finally they're opening up the gates. There'll be actual real-life people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change?
'Cause for the first time
in forever,
I'll be dancing through the light. Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I'm somewhere in the zone. 'Cause for the first time in forever, I won't be alone. I can't wait to meet everyone.
What if I meet the one? Tonight, imagine me gown and all, fetchingly draped against the wall.
The picture of sophisticated grace. I suddenly see him standing there, a beautiful stranger, tall and fair. I wanna suck some chocolate in my face. But then we laugh and talk all evening, which is totally bizarre. Nothing like the life I've led so far. For the first time in forever, there'll be magic, there'll be fun. For the first time in forever, I could be noticed by someone. And I know it is totally crazy
to dream I find romance, 'cause for the first time in forever, at least I've got a chance. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Put on a show. Make one wrong move and everyone will know. But it's only for today. It's agony to wait. Tell the guards to open up the gate.
For the first time in forever.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. To be. Don't feel
a chance to find true
love. Don't feel, don't let them know.
So it has to be today. 'Cause for the first time in forever.
Nothing's in my way.
sorry.
Okay, so next one?
For the next song, we got Homeboy up here, David Bowie with Let's Dance. Get it? Yo, yo. Oh. Yeah, that was pretty chill, homies. Now we're gonna do The Little Mermaid.
What?
Yeah.
We're not doing Still Standing?
Well, yeah, we're not.
Okay, tell the engineer.
I did.
What? Okay.
Part of your world from The Little Mermaid. Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. Got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. Walking around. What do you call them? Oh, feet. Lipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are acquired for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of their world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day on the sand? Bet you're on land, they understand. Bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. I'm ready to know the people now. Ask them the questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? What's the word burn? When's it my turn? When I love to explore the shore above. That was Part of Your World by The Little Mermaid. Speaking of The Little Mermaid, have you seen the new Little Mermaid movie? It was pretty dope. This is Defying Gravity by Idina Menzel. Live from Wicked by Idina Menzel. Live from Barefoot at Symphony.
What is Wicked? Is that like about the Wicked Witch of the West?
It's, Wicked is kind of like about the witches from The Wizard of Oz.
Where?
Yeah. They're turning it into a live-action movie.
Oh, okay.
With Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah. Was it on Broadway? Is it like
It was on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
It still is on Broadway.
Cool. Like The Wicked Witch of the West and The Good Witch of the East?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what about, does the house still fall out of the sky and crush one of them?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
Something has changed within me.
It does.
Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes in and much too high a cost. Our future is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday I'll be.
Wow, wasn't that wonderful? You know, I've always loved Idina Menzies because she's amazing. Now we have Revolution from Young Royals. Pretty cool. Falling, we are falling now. Words written down, we are falling now. And the lies, they will hurt you. Hold on. Human kindness deserts you. Hold on. Let's start a revolution. How beautiful it is. Let's start a revolution. How beautiful it is. With a crown on your head, a resolution written on your hands, and the lies they will hurt you. Hold on, human kindness deserts you no more. Let's start a revolution. how beautiful it is. Let's start a revolution. How beautiful it is. City's on fire, but it's beautiful. Revolution. City's on fire, won't you burn it all? Revolution. City's on fire, but it's beautiful. Revolution. Revolution. Start a revolution. How beautiful it is. Let's start a revolution. How beautiful it is. Yeah.
Okay, what was the last one?
That was Revolution from Young Royals. Pretty, pretty soggy. Elisa. Now this one is Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms. This is for the lions living in the wiry, broke down frames of my friends' bodies. When the flood water comes, it ain't gonna be clear, it's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim. I will help you swim. I'm gonna help you swim. This is for the snakes and the people they bite, for the friends I've made, for the sleepless nights, for the warning signs I've completely ignored. There's an amount to take, reasons to take more. It's no big surprise you turned out this way. When they closed their eyes and prayed you would change, when they cut your hair and sent you away, you stopped by my house the night you escaped. Your tears in my eyes, I begged you to stay. You said, hey man, I love you, but no freaking way. Maybe shake a tambourine when I sing, you sing harmonies. Punch me in the face. There are lessons to be learned, consequences. surprise. You turned out this way, a spark in your eyes, a look on your face. I will not be late. Maybe shake a tambourine. I sing, you sing harmonies. To the chaos, I don't wanna watch and make a complaint. Cause I am through finding ways. That is a decision that I have made. That was Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms. If you're looking for something to do on Saturday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you can check out the Smithers Book Sale at Smithers Library Courtyard. Pretty fun event. Just check it out. This is The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machines.
Live, baby. Come on.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hid around the corners and she hid under beds. She killed it with kisses and fled. She fled with every bubble. She sat with a drink and washed it away down the kitchen sink. The dog days are over. The dog days are done. Can you hear the horses? Cause here they come. Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father. Run for your children, for your sisters and brothers. The dog days are over, the dog days are done. Can more slaves, 'cause here they come.
Are you up? One, two, three, four.
Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run for your children, for your sisters and brothers. Leave all your love and your love in your mind. You can't carry it with you if you want to survive. The dark days are over. The dark days are done. Can you hear the horses? 'Cause here they come. The dark days are over. The dark days are done. Can you hear the horses? That hurt my throat.
What was that one?
Dog Days Are Over by Florence and Machines.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah. Pretty dope.
What are we going into now?
Another Love. Not rock, not Elton.
We're not doing any Elton today?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's fair. How about we do How Bad Can It Be, and then Tom Adele, and then we'll finish with The Letter Girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, from a special Embry introduction, this is Embry, and she's going to sing How Bad Can I Be.
Is my mic on?
Now it is.
Okay, my mic is now on.
Okay, what's this song in?
How Bad Can I Possibly Be from The Lorax.
Just How Bad Can I Be.
How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally. How bad can I be? I'm just following my destiny. How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally. How bad can I be? How bad can I possibly be? Principle is nature, principle of nature. Almost every day in canoes. Called survival of the fittest, survivals of the fittest. Check it how it goes.
The animal that wins squat, scratch and bite, and crawl and bite and punch.
Wins up the ass. Lunch. Munch.
I'm just saying.
How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally.
How bad can I be? I'm just following my destiny.
How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally.
How bad can I be?
How bad can I possibly be?
Let's see, there's a principle in business. There's a
principle in life business.
That almost every creature knows. Oh.
It says people with money.
People with money make them go wrong. So I bigger in my company, I bigger in my factory, I bigger in my corporate sign. Bigger.
Everybody out there takes
and
care.
And me, I'll take care of my
mind.
Shake the bottom line. Smug a little smoke. Sloppity slop.
Sloppity slop.
Complain all you want, it's never, ever, ever, ever gonna stop. No!
Come on, how bad can I possibly be? How bad can I be? I'm just building the economy. How bad can I be? Just look at these primitive puppies. How bad can I be?
Portion of proceeds goes to charity.
How bad can I be?
How bad can I possibly be?
Let's see. How bad can I be?
All the customers are buying.
How bad can I be?
And the money's multiplying.
How bad can I be?
And the PR people are lying.
How bad can I be?
And the lawyers are divining.
How bad can I be?
Who cares if the trees are dying?
How bad can I be?
This is all so gratifying. How bad?
How bad can this possibly be?
Steaming hot.
What was that?
That was How Bad Can I Be?
from the Lorax.
Pretty cool, bro.
We love trees.
We do. Save the trees.
Yeah, save the trees.
Oh, this is Another Love by Tom Odell. Not Odell. Odell.
What is everybody listening to right now?
The Potato Stove. Keep it starchy. On CICK 93.9 FM, Voice of the Valley, Smithers, BC Canada Community Radio.
What about a podcast?
We can do it after the last song.
Okay.
Do you have the lyrics?
No, I really don't.
Take you somewhere so you know I care, but it's so cold and I don't know where. I brought you daffodils on a pretty string, but they won't flower like they did last spring. And I wanna kiss you, make you feel alright. I'm just so tired to share my nights. I wanna cry and I wanna love, but all my tears have been used up on another love, another love. All my tears have been used up on another love. All my tears have been used up on another love, another love. All my tears have been used up. Oh, oh. I'll be so goddamn rude, cause they always win, but I know I lose. And I'd sing a song that the just stars, but I sang along to another heart. And I wanna cry, I wanna learn to love, but all my tears have been used up on another love, another love. All my tears have been used up another love, all my tears have been used up on another love, another love. All my tears have been used up. Oh, that was Another Love by Tom Odell. Adele.
Is that from a show or anything?
No.
How did you first hear that one?
The internet.
Okay. I like how you did that edit midway through. Nice work. Oh, there was like a spicy word and you didn't edit.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, fam.
We're going to pass this off to Embry. This is Let It Go from the Lorax. This is Let It Go from the Lorax, and then...
Wait, Let It Go from the Lorax?
Let It Grow from the Lorax.
And then we're going to have our podcast session.
Yes, we made a podcast before this started. Yeah.
You can turn my mic off.
I'm just the ordinary O'Hare delivery guy, but it seems like trees might be worth a try, so I say let it grow. My name's Dan and my name's Rose. Our son Wesley kind of glows, but that's not good, so we suppose we should let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. You can't repair what plant a seed inside the earth. Just one way to know its worth. Let's celebrate the words we birthed. So we said let it grow. My name's Murray and I am 3. I would really like to see a tree. La 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 la. So I say let it grow. I'm Grammy Norma. I'm old and I got gray hair. But I remember when trees were everywhere and no one had to pay for it. So I say, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. I don't live so long ago. It's just so untiny, but it's all we really need. Time to change the life we live. It's time to let it grow. My name's O'Hare, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. I live in 3ville too. The things that you say, but it could time to start in anyways. Maybe a change of my point of view. Nah, I say let it die, let it die, let it die, let it shrivel up and die. Come on, everybody, who's with me? Nobody, you.
Nobody, you greedy dirtbag.
Grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it die. You showed plant a seed here. This one deals, know it's worth. Celebrate the words we birth. We say, let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. So it's just one tiny seed, but it's all we really need. It's time to banish all your greed. Imagine thrills of flowers that let. We say let it grow.
Let it grow. We say let it grow.
We say let it grow. That was Let It Grow from one of the most best movies of all time on Netflix, The Lorax.
It's not on Netflix anymore.
Yeah, it is. They put it back on.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They put it back on a couple months ago.
They took it off in December, and then they put it back on, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, no, they put it back on. Me and Mom watched it a couple cool. days ago.
Okay, now, this is our podcast, which is something that we should actually start. This is just a test run. What is our podcast called, Embry? La La Land.
No, absolutely not La La Land.
maybe talk about whatever it would be about.
Well, anything. We can just be talking.
We will make up a name next time we're on this radio.
Why don't we just talk about what we're doing for the rest of the day?
Well, what are we going to do today, Embry?
Okay, so happy Father's Day to all the dads out here. Kids, if you're watching this, you better say Happy Father's Day to your father. Anyways, for Father's Day today, we will be, after this, we will be going bowling, and then after, we will be going to watch a movie.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what movie, you might ask, it is Elements, the new movie.
Elemental.
elemental.
Anyway, we love each other so much.
Talk about your electronic drum kit.
Got a drum kit. It's pretty cool. She's really mad about it. I don't care.
Yeah, but aren't you teaching her how to play drums now?
I am.
That's nice.
So what's been on your mind recently, Embry?
Stuff.
Riveting.
What about you?
Yeah, what's been on your mind lately?
What you got coming up?
Yeah.
Why don't you promo your shows?
I'm going to be performing at Midsummer at the Kids Stage on Saturday from
2 till 3. And before that?
I'm going to be performing at the Side Stage.
At 11:45 to 12.
At 11:45 to 12. No.
As a performer? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they have all the artists locked in.
Yeah, but it's not still possible for her to sign up right now.
Sign up for what?
Perform at Midsummer.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
They've already, like, the application ends at, like, March 30th.
Exactly.
So what are you saying?
She just asked if she can still sign up, and you said yes.
Oh, I meant no. But you'll be with me, right? You have an opportunity to rock with.
Wait, I'll still get a performer band.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
What?
Even if you were performing, you would have to supply your own band.
She's talking about the past to get the food from where? How about you promo my show?
Oh. Yeah, at Midsummer, my dad, who's with us right now, he's just not talking.
What's my DJ name?
DJ Gobi.
DJ Gobi. I will be helping him perform at Midsummer.
Yeah, on Saturday night.
Saturday night.
From 9:20.
From 9:20.
To 10:20.
To 10:20.
At the 4-H stage.
At the 4-H stage.
What stage is that?
That's the one that's usually like...
Where I almost cracked my back at.
Yeah, it's right behind kids stage.
And where I took my first steps.
You took your first steps in stage 3.
I got them by the bleachers.
No,
I took my first steps by the bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you remember that? No, you don't.
We took video.
And also mom tells me every single day.
Wait, where did I take my first steps?
In a dump.
You took them at our house that was over on 3rd and Queen.
That's depressing.
Is it? What was your first word?
Ninja.
Yeah.
My first word was data. Oh, I want to tell you a funny story about my sister Cadence when she was a baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, I was not born yet, but, they used to live in a different house in Smithers. It was a blue house, and the gate had a little crack, and we used to have a dog named Ninja, and she was tiny enough to crawl under the crack from the gate in the ground, and, my sister Cadence followed her and kept on going down the street, and many times.
Actually, twice.
Twice.
And she was right on the corner, but then somebody walking by is like, hey, what's this baby doing?
Yeah, she almost got hit by a car because...
What? I don't think she got hit.
Yeah, no, someone was driving, and then they saw her on the road, and then they stopped their car, and because I think it was mom's old teacher from college. And she was like, hey, is this your baby? And the mom was like, yeah. And she was like, you know, you should really take better care of your child.
I don't think that you're just making up stories now.
No, I'm not. You can ask mom.
That's what a podcast's all about.
I know, right? It's not a story. No. You can ask mom about it.
Yeah. I was there, bro. I know. Actually, I wasn't there. I was working.
No, you were working. One of the times you accidentally didn't fully latch the gate and the kittens pushed it open. And so one of the times it was your fault.
Yeah. Okay, so
you should watch a show called Bodyguard on Netflix.
And Heartstopper. They're coming out with a second season, I think.
They are.
When's that dropping?
August 3rd. Also, they just released the first 2 minutes of episode 1, season 2. So you should go watch it.
What do you like about that show?
It's pretty dope. Got a lot of good representation in it. And it's got some pretty good actors in it. And it's British. Would you?
Why would you do that?
I was trying not to laugh.
Okay, that's fine.
And then you should watch Bodyguard because Richard Madden. It's also his birthday today. So, Richard Madden, if you're watching, happy birthday.
Also.
I like how you both have said if you guys are watching this today when it's a podcast and they're listening to it. Unless we're doing like a video.
There's secret cameras. We don't talk about that.
Actually, there is a camera. Like, right as you walk in, nothing.
I'm being watched right now.
No.
I will sue.
Right.
If I'm being watched without my consent.
That's right.
Oh, is that why there's a smile you're on camera?
That is correct. So the station manager knows, like, when that door gets opened, who's coming in.
Also, yeah. You should go listen to David Bowie, because my sister's obsessed with him.
I am.
Kids, they can still hear you when you do that.
Yeah, but she's not coughing into the mic. She's also putting her arm up to protect the spray up. Don't do that sound. Ooh. What else is going on? We should wrap this up, because we can get to bowling pretty soon.
Oh, we're running behind schedule. Shoot.
Are we though?
Yeah, we are. We were supposed to start driving at 6:35.
Okay, well, it's a good thing it's 3:45.
Well, it's 3:45.
every close time.
No, I just don't want to pay money for bowling.
We're going to have to pay money for bowling.
Why? What? Why wouldn't we?
I don't know, because it's Father's Day.
I don't have to pay because I'm a father. You are a daughter. I have to pay for you. We're not just rolling in free. Although I think there's a day during the year where it was like, basically it's like free bowling day. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's when I first went bowling.
Here, you guys keep it going.
Anyways, I'm going to go pass the mic over to Cadence because.
We should get an ice cream cake and pretend it's a birthday.
Stop. No.
Hey, don't we have a cake at home?
Yeah, Cadence.
Yeah, but it looks cocky.
Why don't you tell the people what kind of cake you made and what shortcomings you feel you made with it?
I made a cake, and it's a chocolate cake, but the icing didn't end up working out, and now it looks cocky.
What can you explain what that means?
It looks not good.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be basketball.
It was supposed to look like a basketball, and he used carrot juice to make it look orange, but now it just looks yellow.
Okay, well, that's on you.
Not all basketballs are orange.
Yeah, I have a purple and pink and black basketball, Cadence. Yeah. You have a green one and a blue one.
Because check this out, sportsmanship.
Nah.
Hey, what was it? I thought it was a carrot cake. It was just, you made a chocolate cake?
I don't know where this thing of a carrot cake came up, but I never said I was.
We got carrots and there was a pineapple used. Oh, that's weird.
No.
No, that's weird. Never
so
said
anyways,
I was.
Thank you for making me a cake. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Like how you
wait, can they hear you right now?
Yeah, in the sense of like it's picking up my speaking from the room, right? You can hear me in the headphones?
No.
Oh, I can. Yeah. So thank you very much. I know that you become a very good baker. Do you want to talk a bit about your eating lifestyle?
I once burnt down the house. I never actually did, but I almost did when I was home alone and I was making eggs and I accidentally left it on for too long because I had to go to the bathroom. And then I almost burnt down the house. I just never told you guys because I was scared that Mom was going to yell at me.
Wow, this podcast has took a turn. Guess. Thank you for not burning down the house. How did you stop? You turned off the element and what?
I turned off the element and then I kind of like just sprayed it with water.
Okay. And then did you put on the fan or anything?
No, I forgot to.
Okay. Well, these are things that you need to... So, I guess the takeaway, Embry, for the learning, and you can share this with the kids out there that are trying to burn down the house, is not.
Oh, kids at home, if you're sick and you want to cook eggs, don't go to the bathroom when the stove is hot on because you might burn down your house. Unless you're trying to burn down your house.
Don't try to burn down your
just
house.
Just don't.
The key takeaway is pay attention to what you're doing. Sportsmanship.
No.
Okay, let's finish this up.
Okay, guess what? Why did Adele cross the road? To say hello to the other side.
Hey. Wait, I got
that's
a joke.
That's how we ended the show.
No. Since it's Father's Day, you should make a dad joke.
Oh, I don't know if I have a dad joke. How about you guys make some jokes?
Okay. Okay, so why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because!
Okay.
Cool. I like ducks.
That's really cool, but you said chicken.
Why do you like ducks?
Because they're cool and they're better than chickens.
Oh, whoa.
And they flap their wings.
Oh, here we go. I got one.
Okay.
Holler.
Kids, do not search up dad jokes.
Hey, and they got to be, like, you know, good for air, right?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So I got one. It says, what did the horse say after it tripped?
What?
No.
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Wait, I have one after you, kids.
Okay. Singing in the shower is fun. Until you get soap in your mouth, then it's a soap opera.
Hey.
Okay, I have a joke. Why did the pig say piggyback?
I don't know.
Why?
Piggy saddle up.
Okay, I got it. Let me get it.
That was not a good one.
No, that's okay. You're just freestyling. You're just making them up. Me and myself and Kaja are just going by.
Kaja?
Eight. Why are you yelling?
Kaja.
Be mindful.
Kaja.
Yeah, it's an acronym for her entire name. Do you think we mess around?
Since when was that ever a
Kaden,
thing?
Kaden Sanya Jade.
You said Kaja.
Hey. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the P is silent.
Pterodactyl. Oh, because in the pterodactyl's name, the P is silent.
Yeah,
P's
the front. You don't say pterodactyl. You say pterodactyl. Okay, one more.
What do you call a factory that makes products?
I have one.
A satisfactory. that makes okay products. A satisfactory.
Are you done?
Yeah, she's definitely done.
Okay. What do you call a well-balanced horse?
I don't know.
Stable. Wait, I have one from my mind.
Okay, top it.
What's a ghost's favorite ice cream flavor?
Boo.
No. Booberry.
Nice.
What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Oh, shots.
Okay.
Shots fired.
Okay.
Hey, let me jump in. What do you call an angry carrot?
I don't know. A ginger.
I don't know.
Hey, so currently in the studio, 2 out of 3s are gingers, so Cadence might not get out of here alive. So again, I'll pose the question. What do you call an angry carrot?
I don't know.
A steamed veggie.
Okay.
Okay. Let's end it.
Okay.
Sign off.
Alrighty.
Bye.
So this is going to be the end of our show. I hope you guys have the rest of your day. And happy Father's Day.
Nice.
Bye-bye now.
What's the station?
CICK 93.9, Voice of the Valley, Smithers, BC, Canada. Smithers Radio.
Be nice to your fathers.